Hey everybody, today is July 8th, and there's not just a whole lot going on, but me and Nick been talking about a few things. What you got going on in Rice, Nick?
Yeah, well, first, it's kind of ironic. I feel like for the past month, we've been saying there's not a whole lot going on. It just feels like things are building up. But from a rice standpoint, we finally got a decent chunk of rice headed out there. Some of the fields we've stopped and just randomly jumped in haven't had real high populations of stink bugs. And the phone calls I've been getting, it sounds like there's a lot of five, six, seven, eight type numbers out there on 10 sweeps with the occasional, 25 plus out there, but way more phone calls around that half threshold to three quarter threshold. Keep in mind too, on thresholds, we've changed that to where it's 10 all season. And really, you need to be waiting till it's about 75 to 100% headed out there before you even worry about putting a sweep net in it. And of course, from like a control option, Tenchu and the Charter product, they both look good. The Dino Tefurons. Also, Transform has a label for rice stink bugs in the initial testing. So I've tested it a little bit, and so have my counterparts basically in all the Mid-South. And it looks comparable to Tenchu. It's one of them that I'd like to get a little bit more data there. But it's another option as well. From a residual standpoint with any of them products, 10 days seems pretty easy. It's fairly common, at least with Tenchu, to see it go out 14 plus. So anyway, I don't know. I just think a lot of these stink bugs right now are still in the road ditches, and there's a bunch of header or barnyard all over the place. I just don't think they fully pushed into rice yet.
Yeah, you were talking about bill bugs earlier too, that you've got kind of quite a few calls on them, but
Yeah, and not as much in row rice as what I have in flooded rice. And really what I think happened there was we got caught with all those rains and folks trying to get their urea out on good dry ground instead of spoon feeding. And I think a lot of that rice just got big enough to be hostable for them. And now folks are seeing the damage out there. But I mean, bill bugs, that for the past 4 or 5 years, it just seems like I'm getting more and more calls. They're building up as far as population goes. And unfortunately, outside of Fertenza and Dermacor seed treatments, there is no good option there from a foliar standpoint. And those two seed treatments, they're not bulletproof by any means. They're good at suppressing them. They reduce the damage, but we've yet, I mean, even a bunch of the off-label stuff that Ben and I have been playing with, just trying to find something, like we haven't been able to find it. So I'm not sure what to do
they
there.
put everything out under the sun. I mean, we've tried out a lot of stuff for and just haven't had any luck. The
No,
hunter's
I
kind
mean,
of tough.
the most consistent thing we saw were those seed treatments. And like I said, they're not bulletproof, but it wasn't uncommon to see, a 50, 60, 70% reduction in tiller damage out there. So they're definitely providing some benefit there, but they're kind of a band-aid too. They're the best band-aid we got though.
Yeah, and when you looked at yield on that, I mean it, we saw a reduction in the amount of yield loss from it, but you still found a bunch of bill bugs out there. So I mean it's like you said, it's kind of a band-aid. That sucker, it's kind of a hard one to work on. I mean in cotton, I'm hearing everybody, has relatively light plant bugs across the state. I've got them fairly heavy over at Mariana, but I got corn on four sides of my plots over there. And so I figure I'm probably the exception and not necessarily the rule. But I've got several questions on, where should I put this Vertento if I don't have a lot of plant bugs right now? I'm only picking up, two or three on 100 sweeps out there. Should I go ahead and use this Vertento, or should I kick it on down the road? We've always recommended wait until at least first bloom. Not like you got to go out at first bloom. Wait till at least first bloom to put it out. If you don't have any plant bugs, push it all down the road. If you got a few you need to treat, and you're going across the field with picks, I would use one of your cheaper options. And then, here in a couple weeks, if we get a big influx of plant bugs, third week of bloom, then pull the trigger with the Vertento, and then you'll get your plant bugs, any spider mites that might come in later on in the season. And then it's got pretty good activity on stink bugs as well. So a lot of those stink bugs I see typically show up later on in the season. So hopefully that'll take care of some of those stink bugs that we see later on in the year for us. So, you don't got to go out at first bloom with it. You can push it on down the road, third week of bloom, it's always looked good for us as well. It's just I would wait until first bloom at least to put it out before you try it. And remember, you need to put like an Acropel or MSO or some kind of surfactant blend with it. They seem to do better than just regular old NIS with that product. We're trying to collect some more data on that this year, on what surfactants actually look good with this product. So hopefully we'll have some better data this next year. But anyways, I would stick to one of those whenever you're using it. A few spider mites out there. It doesn't seem like we're having blowout mite populations, but there's a few showing up here and there. So just kind of keep that in mind. Really, that's kind of about all. I guess cotton jacet, they've got it in Alabama. I saw some pictures of it yesterday of some guys having it in Alabama. So it kind of seems like it's moving this way, but it's still kind of on par for what it was last year. So Steve, we talked to him the other day up at Tennessee. I think they had found some on hibiscus up in at some box stores in kind of eastern and middle Tennessee. So if you happen to be at any of these big box stores that got hibiscus, you might go just take a look at them. I'm trying to get around to one sometime this week and take a look at a couple of them to see if I can find any jacets on them. But just keep an eye out if you happen to be shopping at one this weekend or something like that. Well, what's going on in beans, Nick?
I think everybody's biggest concern is where the worms are at, right? It seems like more calls about can't find bollworms or finding some extremely low levels. And Gus has always talked about the 4th of July moth flight, and some of the trap count numbers we've seen supports that this year that there's a pretty good flight going on right now. I think the bigger question is going to be in the next 7, 10 days, these moths that are flying, where those eggs are going to be laid. And I mean, of course, we would be more worried about any of our open canopy blooming beans, but at the same time, some of these areas that I've been in, it's big acres of beans that are R5, R6 with no real young beans around it. So while they shouldn't get in there, it's not uncommon for that to happen whenever those sort of areas exist. So I mean, it looks like we're going to outrun, at least in a lot of our beans, issues with bollworms, but it may be some pretty high populations based on this flight going on in some of these younger beans over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then the other thing we're kind of hearing is stink bugs, and it's generally it hadn't been a lot of high numbers of stink bugs. I hear a lot of like fours and fives on a set of sweeps. I've heard some fields that have needed treatment for sure. And so just keep an eye out for them. It seems to be just your most mature beans, like it always is. I know both of us have heard a little bit about some red bands down south, not high numbers, but a few. What do you heard on that, Nick?
I feel like I've had a few more calls this year than I did last year, but it's still low enough numbers that I'm not overly worked up about it. But I do feel like I've had a few more phone calls this year so far on red bandits than I've had last year. But it's one of them. Some of them fields have been treated, but it's because they had enough greens and browns mixed in to justify treating it, not necessarily red bandits causing the treatment.
Yeah, it was a lot of kind of one or two red bands, and then the rest of it was our green and brown stink bugs. Oh, that's kind of all that I've heard going on in beans. But the other thing, I guess, is grain sorghum. There seems to be a little bit more grain sorghum than we've had in past years. Still not just a high number, but a lot of sugarcane aphids kind of popping up right now. A lot of this sorghum's, heading or going ahead right now. And a lot of times it seems like when we get those sugarcane aphids out there in the sorghum, and then that also kind of coincides with midge. So if you're starting to have blooms out there, you want to be out there scouting for midge. As far as control for sugarcane aphids go, Transform or Savanto. I kind of like Savanto has a little bit better residual control than Transform, but it's also tends to be more expensive. So just kind of weigh your options there. I mean, both of them will get the job done. As for midge, you got to have a pyrethroid pretty much for them. And then, we'll have headworms come in there kind of at the same time. So, if you could zap that all in one shot, that would be nice, but that's not always the case. But just kind of keep that in mind. I guess we've had some corn leaf aphids mixed in with these sugarcane aphids too in sorghum. Have you got any calls on that, Nick?
And I mean both corn and grain sorghum, right?
Yeah.
And the grain sorghum part of it, maybe they've been a little more consistent there. A lot of what I've got in corn has been, up and down the polypipe, nothing really to be too worked up about. And it's kind of the same way in grain sorghum. Like to me, I'm gonna let them corn leaf aphids probably fester until I can find some sugarcane aphids and get my most bang for my buck out of that Savanto transform, like you were just talking about.
Yeah, for sure. And then that's the other thing is remember whenever you go out for the, with that mid shot, if you got midge out there, that a lot of times blows up those sugarcane aphids. So if I'm about to go out with a mid shot, I want to look really close and see if I've got any sugarcane aphids out there, because you'll liable to be turning around and spraying the next week for sugarcane aphids if you hadn't already, treated for them. But I don't know. I think that's about all I can think of, Nick.
Yeah, I should have. You were mentioning jazz. It didn't make me realize I didn't say nothing about Delphacid. But to be honest with you guys, things are moving extremely slow down in Texas this year compared to last year. I'm not going to say we're not going to get them, but right now the odds aren't real high. I think we'll probably outrun them on a vast, vast majority of this rice. So things are just progressing extremely slow down there this year compared to last year.
Yeah. Well, that's good news for everybody. Well, if you need us, call us. My number is 501-517-3853.
And I'm 870-456-8486.
All right. Thank you.